Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A greyhound had to be euthanised on the track at Musselbrook Greyhound Club on Sunday. The steward's report for the day shows in race 7, day 1, a chick collided with another greyhound, Outrageous Jet, at the back end of the straight turn and fell, sustaining a broken foreleg. Due to the nature of the injury, the dog was euthanised on the track. The Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission has extended their condolences to the connections of the greyhound and said the occurrence of catastrophic injuries is traumatic for all involved and support is available. GWIC also said they're focused on working with Greyhound Racing New South Wales and the industry on reducing the rates and severity of racing injuries. The jury hearing Carly McBride's murder trial in Newcastle has heard several phone calls and conversations between Carly's father and Sale Kenneth Newson. The 31-year-old mum went missing in Musselbrook in 2014 and her body was found at Owens Gap near Scone by bushwalkers in 2016. 43-year-old Newson was her boyfriend at the time of her disappearance and is on trial for her murder in the Supreme Court in Newcastle. In the recorded conversations, Carly's father and Newson discussed their theories on the investigation and a bizarre conversation Newson claimed he had with Carly on the day she went missing, saying that if something happens to you, don't give up. The trial continues. Meantime, a teenager has been charged after allegedly punching another player at a soccer match in Currie-Currie. A 16-year-old player was allegedly punched in the face at the end of the match held at Birralee Oval, knocking him unconscious. The teen was taken to hospital and found to have suffered a broken jaw and underwent surgery. Police were notified and a 16-year-old boy was arrested after attending Cessnock Police Station yesterday. He was charged, granted conditional bail and will appear at a children's court in June. And you'll notice plenty of activity around the railway line across the Upper Hunter over the next 3 days, with the ARTC doing another maintenance shutdown. The shutdown will take place from Newcastle to Ulan between now and 8:30pm Thursday and is required for workers to gain safe access to the track. General Manager of Operations Services of Hunter Valley's network, Scott Chapman, says the Bridge Street Railway Bridge will be seeing some major work this week.
Using what's called an incremental launch process, which involves a bridge being built in phases. It's the first time ARTC have used this type of construction, and it's more typically used on roads. And the reason we chose it is that it's less damaging on the environment, as the trees in the area have a significant population of the protected grey-headed flying fox, and it's also a key fish habitat.
Kalyn Ponga and Bradman Best are a chance of making their returns for Newcastle in the NRL's Indigenous Round. The Knights have slipped to 12th on the ladder after slumping to back-to-back defeats in recent weeks. Playmaker Blake Green admits they've been forced to cover the loss of two superstars.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We're a chance maybe, you know, Kalyn or Bradman coming back. We've got a lot of young kids at the moment. Any form of experience coming back into the side will be a big bonus. So just have to wait and see how they sort of pull up.